Listening Library presents Passion by Lauren Cade, read for you by Justine Eyre. Prologue. Dark Horse, Louisville, Kentucky, November 27, 2009. A shot rang out. A broad gate banged open. A pounding of horses' hooves echoed around the track like a massive clap of thunder.
And they're off.
Sophia Bliss adjusted the wide brim of her feathered hat. It was a muted shade of mauve, 27 inches in diameter, with a drop-down chiffon veil. Large enough to make her look like a proper horse-racing enthusiast, not so gaudy as to attract undue attention. 3 hats had been special-ordered from the same milliner in Hilton Head for the race that day. One, a butter-yellow bonnet, capped the snow-white head of Lyrica Crisp, who was sitting to the left of Miss Sophia, enjoying a corned beef sandwich. The other, a seafoam green felt hat with a fat polka-dotted satin ribbon, crowned the jet-black mane of Evina Soul, who sat looking deceptively demure with her white-gloved hands crossed over her lap to Miss Sophia's right.
"Glorious day for a race," Lyrica said.
At 136 years old, she was the youngest of the elders of Gishmalin. She wiped a dot of mustard from the corner of her mouth.
"Can you believe it's my first time at the tracks?"
"Shh," Sophia hissed. Lyrica was such a twit. Today was not about horses at all, but rather a clandestine meeting of great minds. So what if the other great minds didn't happen to have shown up yet? They would be here, at this perfectly neutral location set forth in the gold letterpress invitation Sophia had received from an unknown sender. The others would be here to reveal themselves and come up with a plan of attack.